You can imagine yourself getting jumped here, I'm afraid. And we remember the story that Jesus told of the Good Samaritan, the road from Jericho to Jerusalem. There was a corner, various corners, that were prone and ripe for being jumped. And the question, of course, is from the Pharisee, the teacher of the law, what must I do to get into heaven, Jesus? Well, of course the answer is, love God with your all and your neighbour as yourself. Ah, but who's my neighbour? He wants to justify himself. And Jesus sinks him, doesn't he? He helps him to see that it is the person he despises that is the neighbour that he's to care for. Not just those that we go on with, not just those that we agree with, but in particular, those we don't go on with, those we disagree with. So who is the Good Samaritan? Who is the person you despise, you have difficulty with, you are against? Who is the person or the group of people that you are to care for, you are to show and share the love of Jesus with? In the schools, usually I talk about the good Celtic supporter or the good Rangers supporter being the one that comes alongside to save the day. In some countries, it might be the good Muslim, the good Jew, the good Christian, the good, you can put in whatever group it is that's against you or seems to be against you or so different from you. And today I want us to think about the good LGBTQ plus in place of the Samaritan. A person who identifies themselves within that umbrella or under that umbrella of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, questioning, queer, or both. LGBTQ plus. And I want us to think about someone like Peter Tatchell being the Good Samaritan. Peter Tatchell, a man who is, boy, passionate for the rights of those unable to speak for themselves. He's passionate about human rights, and he's been so long passionate for the ability of the LGBTQ plus community to be able to be recognised as human beings. Think about Peter Tatchell. Peter Tatchell grew up in a Christian home. He was grateful to his parents for teaching him to stand up for himself. He admired particularly Martin Luther King Jr. and the human rights movement in the States. And he got to a point in his life when he was 20 when he decided to turn his back on God or just didn't believe in God anymore. He says that rationality finally triumphed over superstition and dogma. He was intelligent, confident, and mature enough to live without the security blanket of religion and its theological account of human life and the universe. Accordingly, I renounced religion, he writes, and embraced reason, science, and an ethics based on love and compassion. I concluded, we don't need God to tell us what's right and wrong. We humans are quite capable of figuring it out for ourselves. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights is proof of this. It's not God-given dogma and intolerance, but a fine example of high moral values without religion. Bravo! But notice he uses that word dogma and intolerance. Clearly, that had been his experience. But we have a problem. We've got a problem with ethics. The problem we have with ethics is that we need a higher power to tell us something is right or wrong. Otherwise, everything's relative. It's relative to your group's decision and another group's decision, and very easily people are trodden underfoot. There's the story of the missionary that went to a headhunting tribe in Southeast Asia, and they wined and dined him When he talked about Jesus, they weren't interested. When he talked about Judas, their eyes lit up, because it turned out their greatest good was treachery. And of course they killed him at the end of the week. And the rest, well, the rest is history. Unless we have a higher power that says, that's wrong. Who are we to say that this tribe of headhunters were wrong to do what they did? But Peter Tatchell turns out to be a good Samaritan, my friend. Back in 2018, even though he was so passionately pro-gay marriage, he recognised in the Asher's Bakery case a couple of the MacArthurs that were not willing to put the message, support gay marriage, on a cake for a couple. He recognised that the bakery had the ability and surely the right to have certain beliefs, however disappointing or against your own view they might be. They had the ability, they surely had the ability to not sear their conscience. So it wasn't the gay couple, that they were discriminating against. And they were in danger of discriminating against this couple in the Asher's Bakery for their right, their human right, to a certain belief. So we thank Peter Tatchell, Good Samaritan for a Christian couple. Now, we have a diversity of views in Fullerton Church, and probably the majority are Orthodox. Mine certainly is. I wouldn't be able to marry someone in a same-sex relationship. However, I want to make it very clear that at Fullerton Connections and Fullerton Parish Church, people in same-sex relationships are welcome. Whenever someone comes to me from LGBTQ+ community, I give and offer non-judgmental counselling. The ability to hold up a mirror, help people see the choices they have to make, and to encourage them to make what they believe is the best choice. And if people ask about faith and ask about my perspective, I will give my perspective, but also, more importantly, point people to Jesus and say that whatever way you are led by the scriptures and by Jesus, what's most important is that you are in Christ, that you come to Christ and that you learn to follow Jesus and that you learn to obey Christ. Whatever that means, if that means celibacy, celibacy. If that means something else, something else. But you live by faith in Jesus Christ. You don't put gay before the word or name Christian. You don't put straight. You don't put born again. You don't put born and brought up Christian. Christian in Christ. It is Christ we are wanting to be oriented in. And Christ alone. Whatever our identity or perceived identity. And identities can grow and change through the years. I'm not denying that there are certain orientations. Please don't get me wrong. And Andrew Hankinson has been very helpful, who gave us the reading. There's a small group that he's got going that are debating, discussing from diverse perspectives, respectfully, honestly, openly. And if you want to be involved in that discussion, speak to Andrew and he'll include you. As long as you'll be respectful in your discussion and your debating. And he pointed me to unbelievable debate program sponsored by Premier Christian Radio, which I found very helpful. Honest debate between Brandon Robertson, a progressive pastor of an LGBT affirming church who believes there's no barrier to Christians being in loving same-sex relationships, with David Bennett, who was an anti-Christian gay activist who experienced a dramatic conversion and now believes that his commitment to Christ requires a path of celibacy. It is a remarkable debate, and I encourage you to watch it. And the book that David Bennett has written about his life story, called War of Loves, is remarkable too. So coming back to Jesus' parable, let's not let this be theoretical, folks. Who is your neighbour that you are being stretched and challenged to love and care for? Someone who you disagree with violently, perhaps. Someone who's had it in for you, perhaps. Someone from a group of people that you violently disagree with, or whatever. Whoever. Let this not be theoretical. For when the love of Jesus comes into our life, when we realise how much we are forgiven, when we realise how much we are loved, when we realise the extent that God has gone to through Jesus' birth, life, death and resurrection to save us, to be the elder brother that comes looking for us, to be the Good Samaritan who comes, bone of our bone, flesh of our flesh, to be alongside us, to bandage us. No, not just bandage us. To give us a blood transfusion. To give us new life. Life that overflows in blessing to others. Being a good Samaritan doesn't necessarily mean that you have to agree with all that that person stands for. All that that person believes. How they run the country. How they do this or do that, how they behave. Friends, this unconditional love that Jesus has shown us is the love, the neighbourly love that God calls us to share with our neighbour. Who is your neighbour? Who's my neighbour? Who am I to pray for the ability to care for and work out? Well, what does it mean to love this neighbour? That's not an easy question to answer, but it's one we've to answer with God's help. Is there someone you have to forgive? Is there someone that needs to forgive you? The church, many Christians, we have much to say sorry for in relationship to discriminating against and treading underfoot, treating as subhuman people from the LGBTQ+ community. Let's allow God's humility, God's love, God's care to be help us. And what a kick in the pants. Peter Tatchell, thank you. What a kick in the pants when someone from that community or from that viewpoint that is so different from ours, that we're ignorant about, and often that's the case, we just haven't met someone from that situation, and ignorance breeds contempt. What a kick in the pants when someone from that community or that person, even that we despise, shows us the way to love and to care, to be a neighbour. Oh Lord, give us the grace, the ability to put aside our self-interest and to be a neighbour for people in need. Oh Lord, help us not to be like the minister who passed by on the other side, the session clerk who passed by on the other side, the person who was going to do good work but was missing the best work, the real needy work that they were being called to do right at that moment. Oh Lord, help me to put aside self-interest, to be ready to be a good neighbour, to shine with Jesus' love. As our mission statement says, together to share the love of Jesus and make disciples. Lord, help us to be a people for the outsider, whoever they may be, and from whatever community they come. Amen. And help us to be praying for the Peter Tatchells of this world, who perhaps have been turned off faith in Jesus Christ because of the legalism, because of the down your nose looking self-righteousness of Christians. Oh, help us to say sorry when we have hurt and trodden underfoot people from different communities, including the LGBTQ+ community. Oh Lord, help us to say sorry for the hurt we have caused, and help us to share and show your love, your kindness. What have I to do to enter eternal life, asks this guy in the story of the Good Samaritan. Love God with your all and your neighbour as yourself. Friends, that's what it's all about. But oh, how we falter and fail. We need the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the cycle of grace, His forgiveness that leads to that growing sense of significance and purpose, an energy that leads to the fruitfulness, not the cycle of grief that has to achieve before it's accepted. No, God accepts us the way we are. He loves us the way we are and loves us too much to leave us the way we are. Oh, Jesus, show and share your love through us. Amen.